UNICEF says upgrades like this ambulance mean women can get to district hospitals on time and be taken back home after they've given birth. Just 2 years ago, such journeys wouldn't have been possible. Gagan Gupta is a UNICEF health specialist.
When we started this work 5 years back, the biggest challenge which we had was to reach out to the mothers and children who needed the care the most. And these were the ones who were often missed out, because the facilities were very far off and few. There was no transport available. 5 years back, every second woman was delivering at home. But now, 8 out of 10 women are delivering at hospital. And this region of Madhya Pradesh has recorded the lowest maternal mortality in the entire state.
UNICEF has been working with the government in efforts to support women in Madhya Pradesh so that they can give birth safely. For example, it has equipped the district hospital with a special newborn care unit. Tanya Goldner, chief of UNICEF's office in Madhya Pradesh, says it's making a difference in the lives of mothers and babies.
I would say, being also a woman, it was frightening. It must have been frightening for all women, women who are pregnant, women from their families who are trying to support, because this lack of services pushed them all the time to deal with all these health issues on their own. Now, I feel that we are able to bring the services, and not only services, good quality services, close to people's homes, close to women and children that need those services.
UNICEF started this work 5 years ago in only 2 districts. It's proved to be such a success that the Madhya Pradesh government has replicated it elsewhere. Medical facilities have been improved right across the state. Dr. M. Geeta is director of the National Rural Health Mission in Madhya Pradesh.
We actually drew from the technical expertise of UNICEF, and they enabled us to scale up the whole experience of Gunan Shivpuri. As of today, we have a near coverage, total coverage of the state for the SNCUs and the call centers and so on. And this has been possible with the technical expertise of the UNICEF, and it has been heavily supported in terms of financial assistance which came through from the National Rural Health Mission of the Madhya Pradesh government.
Every year, 500,000 pregnant women are using the ambulance service, and 50,000 newborn lives are being saved by the special care units, according to UNICEF. The agency reports that other states in India and the central government are now interested in introducing these programs. Deanne Penn, United Nations.